On Thursday evening, Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga announced the pass rate of the matric class of 2021. Education expert and University of Johannesburg Associate Professor Nikki Roberts says the matric class did well, especially given they experienced a full year of COVID disruptions.
That class had a far more disrupted matric experience than the class of 2020. The class of 2020 had their matric year disrupted from March onwards, which is the time when they're really consolidating towards exams. But the main teaching of matric, it's a two-year program, happens in grade 11. So it's the class of 2021 who've been severely disrupted by COVID. And so I'd like to congratulate all those students who worked so hard, managed the shift to independent learning, as well as their teachers. I think they are to be congratulated for essentially staying the same as the results for last year.
She says the education system is not perfect, but things have improved.
We have an excellent exit qualification. We are now seeing a lot of stability in the system, and actually we are on an improvement trajectory. So we are improving over time. And that's one of the key reasons for having a matric. You know, there are two core purposes for matric. First one is for the individual student to have a passport into either the world of work or unemployment or into higher education. So the better their results are, the better, more opportunities are open to them. The other purpose of matric is for us as educators and in the system to monitor how we're doing over time. And you'll see over the last 10 years, we have had curriculum stability. We have had better numbers of students, with fewer students kind of staying in school until they're 22, 23, which has meant that there, I think, has been better teaching, and that we see that in the matric results that have been on a steady improvement over time. So by comparison, in 2016, we only had a quarter, 26% of our students getting a bachelor's degree pass, which is the highest level. In 2021, we now see 36% getting a bachelor's level pass, and that's good improvement. There are still major problems in schooling. I'm not saying, you know, everything's hunky-dory, it's perfect. But I do think that teachers, principals, district officials tend to get a really harsh response from the country when they've been head down, working really hard, managing in a pandemic and doing the best that they can. And that best that they've been doing is showing up in our results. So I think we have a good quality education system. It's fairly well differentiated in that we do know who's getting a level 4 and who is only getting a level 2 or level 3. That they can then go into other pathways.
Roberts says matric starts at conception, and investment in early childhood development is key for quality education.
When a child is in utero, what's happening makes the difference. If the mom is drinking and smoking, that has impacts on how the child is able to function at matric. The support that a child gets in the early years and access to quality ECD education is a critical component of matric performance. So you'll see this year, grade R has now been introduced and compulsory. ECD has now shifted to be under the direction of the Department of Basic Education instead of under the Department of Social Development. We would like to see far greater investment in the early years.
The 2021 matric pass rate is 76.4%, up by 0.2% from 2020. Both years were disrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic. For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.